I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,451. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Hired a men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the worst foods in the entire world. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
You're going to drown.
All right, here we go as we head to Germany, where 50 sheep wander into the local grocery store.
Yeah.
We had a Times Square where a pot deal gone wrong. That is not worth being stabbed for. Louisiana woman who is naked and thinks she's a mermaid punches a cop. When police tell you your kid is dead but he isn't, that is quite the shock. And someone needs to tell animals these days to stay off the frozen ponds. Seems like every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spit cheese. Come on,
Ted. It's the first game of the first, I'm excited.
We talked about this. I said, man, I know you're fired up. I know it's our first one of the year. Just dial it back a little. I know you're raring to go, man.
I can't do it, dude.
I know.
Not on the first one.
This is how it's going to be this year. But we'll spin the category wheel, and then, thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here is where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, as it is the first Big Dummy of the year, we don't have a biggest dummy yet. But we will by the end of the show. Will it be you? Well, it could be. Just give us a call. And off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,451. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, for the first time this year, we welcome in the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You're bringing us the worst foods on planet Earth.
Correct. Top 10 worst-rated foods in the world.
The thing is, you have to be either in a desperate situation where you don't have a lot of options, or you grew up on something that, for whatever reason,
you don't know that everyone else hates.
Yeah, you've somehow gotten a palate for it.
But most of these are very regional. You're right. You grew up eating them, it'd be hard to convince other people to eat them.
But to me, there's just certain things. I'm like, look, I don't know a lot about... I don't know, Norway. But I know there's not a lot of Norwegian restaurants. And that just tells me, probably don't want to eat Norwegian food. If you have good food, there's a restaurant that, right? Indian,
yep,
Mexican,
absolutely.
Even Ethiopian, absolutely. You name it. If your country is not represented with a restaurant, like, no thanks.
Yeah. And trust me, I'd spend...
That's a good point.
I spend last...
New York City. If you go to New York City, you name the country, there are 10 restaurants that represent it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there's not a Norwegian restaurant anywhere, even in Manhattan.
When I visited my kid in Africa, I had no expectations of the food. And I got there, and I could not believe how good the food was in every country I was in.
What were some of the things you ate, and what were some of the spices they use on the side, right?
Oh, as far as the spices go, man, I don't know those combinations. It's a very unique flavor.
I mean, was it like spicy, like curry-ish style?
No. Was it? It was just bright, and it was just fresh tasting, and everything was fresh and good. I mean... The vegetables were good.
I like that. It's bright. I like bright food.
Well, bright meaning like the flavor.
Right.
Like it just pops in your mouth a little bit more. But yeah, some of the food I tried was... But like when I grew up in West Virginia, one of the more popular things... There's a couple things that are popular that I think just absolutely suck. One of them is buckwheat. And they use...
Buckwheat's terrible.
Buckwheat pancakes. Now, you would get...
Great character, terrible ingredient.
You would get excited about the idea, if anybody would, of having a pancake.
Pancakes.
Any kind of potato pancake. You name the pancake, it's going to be great. Buckwheat pancakes suck.
Yes.
That flour is absolutely horrible. They have a buckwheat festival in Kingwood, which is not too far away from where I grew up. And they pack it every year. And people go there for the buckwheat pancake.
Really?
And I'm just like, give me a funnel cake, man.
Anything. I was excited to try buckwheat pancake when I was a kid, because like a kid, I love pancakes.
And you also know who buckwheat is.
And that was part of it. As stupid as that sounds, buckwheat to me was the characters. You said buckwheat pancakes. I did not expect a pancake with an afro, but I just thought it's going to be something good, something delicious.
Right.
I could not believe how bad it was.
The other thing is, the other thing they had was ramps.
Now,
ramps grow wild, and they're a combination between an onion and, say, like a garlic type plant. I don't know the deal. But you eat the leaves.
I think it's related to the onion. It smells awful.
Well, here's the problem. It smells terrible when you're cooking it. And typically, man, if you saute onions or whatever you do with an onion, it's not the smell that kills you. If you caramelize them, they smell delicious.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
If you cut them up, they don't smell bad. They smell like an onion.
They're pungent, but right.
Yeah,
they
exactly. Smell bad. But ramps have a double-edged sword to them. So not only do they suck when you cook them, a lot of people just eat them raw. But for whatever reason, this plant permeates the inside of your body.
Oh, yeah.
And when you sweat or you do anything, you start to smell, your body just, I don't know, emanates this.
Yeah, you smell like ramps.
It's 10 times worse than the actual ramp itself. I can't even describe it. When I think about it right now, I just get sick to my stomach because I had kids in class. You know, they would eat ramps. And you'd sit beside them like, Jesus, God, dude, like... And it's days.
Yeah, we use ramps as a special one. I don't remember what the full dish was, but ramps were part of this dish. And we're in the kitchen prepping this, and all of us are like, you've got to be kidding me. Now, keep in mind, the chef was very excited about this particular recipe because it involved ramps, and it did get people into the restaurants. They're excited to have them. But we realized on these particular days that we're prepping them, he would show up at the restaurant, but he was not actively in the kitchen helping us. And we realized, to your point, why? Because the next day, all of us show up like, hey, man, anyone else's bed smell like rat? We're like, yes.
Everything.
You sweat to everything. Everything we
smells
touch,
like rat. I've only seen them on a menu once.
There's a reason for that, man.
And the waiter was like, yeah, I don't like dealing with it.
So is there any, are there any foods on here that are from the United States?
Maybe in the 100, but in the top 10, no.
Okay.
I believe it.
So we don't have any of the worst food in the world.
No, we like to keep it simple and delicious, man. We are not a complicated country when it comes to our ingredients and what we eat. We like what we like.
It's like Vegemite, if you like it, it's good. But I don't have an acquired taste for it. So when we had those Vegemite snaps, the flavor is just like, whatever. But it's not bad. It doesn't make me, jump out of my chair.
I've never met an adult who tried Vegemite and liked it. So I've met a lot of people from Australia that like Vegemite, but they grew up with it.
Right.
Correct. And anyone that had never tried it before, I think the best I heard was, that's not as bad as I heard, but that's not a glowing endorsement.
Yeah. Head chef coming up with the worst foods in the world with the Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game Known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin a category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. We'll get a brand new Biggest Dummy today.
No matter what.
At least for week one, going into to the new year. But we had a 5-way tie. Believe it or not.
Which is unreal, man. And I want to say, three of them were in one day toward the end of the year.
I want to say it was 11 questions it took for people to be Big Dummy. So 5-way tie last year on Big Dummy. And every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do another men's room poll. And we start the year off with this one, as a story came out about a jail in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that right now there are 5 or 4 very notable or celebrity-type people that are all staying in that jail right now. Everyone from, what's that?
Oh, the president of Honduras.
Diddy.
He's in
the president of Venezuela.
Venezuela. Sorry, Honduras.
Diddy.
Takeshi, 6'9"?
6'9".
He's in there.
He just went in there. Yeah, he's fresh.
Sean Combs had been in this prison before.
Right.
There was just a number of people where you go. The guy that killed the guy from United Healthcare.
Oh, right.
He is in there as well. Mangione or whatever his last name is.
Oh, Luigi.
Luigi. Luigi Mangione.
I mean, that sounds like a name.
Did you know his dad is the owner of a radio station where our buddy works in Baltimore, Maryland?
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, WCBM.
Oh God, right.
I knew the last name. They own it. So our buddy Drep actually works for the dad of the guy.
Yeah, I'll email him about that.
Exactly. Hey man, how you doing?
Yeah.
What's your insurance provider?
I was about to say, what insurance do they have?
Exactly. That's probably not United Healthcare. But today on the poll, we're going to put you in jail for the weekend. It's the weekend only.
What do you get weekend for? Ted, you had what? The DUI thing? That was a weekend.
Well, right, but that was just getting arrested, and then they left me in there for a couple days, and then I had to go up to the tiers for a night. But certain crimes you get arrested for, and then sometimes you just have to go on the weekend to serve your time. Then you can work during the week.
Right.
But you got to check in like Friday night and get out, I think, Sunday night.
I've done two people that have done that, and neither one surprised. I was more surprised that they were let out to work than I was that they were in jail.
Yeah. A lot of people just go in for the weekends just to make up their time.
It's suspicion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never convicted of anything.
Look, going to jail would have to be absolute hell, but it could be worse.
Again, Ted and I maintain this. There is a big difference. I don't care if I go back to jail. I would care if I go to prison. So, to me, if it's just the weekend, that's you're in jail.
Yeah, but
prison, it's like, you ain't seeing anyone.
The main thing is, you get real time, at some point, you almost prefer to be in a prison.
Really?
You don't want to be in a jail for, 90 days.
All right, people waiting trial or something like that.
The facility's not as nice? What's the deal?
Well, just because, right, there's no different level. Right? So, whatever
jail, everybody's in one.
Everybody's in one. And then once they get convicted or whatever, if you go to a prison, there's separate areas for more, violent people
Eaten what people. If you murdered someone then?
Well, if you get arrested, oftentimes you're in jail with, I was in jail with some tough dudes.
Right. You're there for DUI. The other guy might The other guy might be there for suspicion of murder.
Were you the only white guy in the jail?
No. But the only
you got the worst white guy you could possibly have.
The only other two white guys in there were other drug dealers, and I to this day it shocks me. But they were using the N-word freely, and nobody checked them. Nobody cared
because
they were in the same.
They were on that level, I guess, as far as what they were in there for.
They had established themselves. Yeah. Ted, did you give it a try? Hey guys, let me give it a go.
Who wants this extra sandwich? I have?
But I was definitely the only white guy in one of the bullpens, and the guy came in and started talking about the white man putting drugs. The white man, and whatever the look was, And I remember this one guy looks at me. He goes, I know you're scared. And I go, what? He goes, I could tell you like to eat. You ain't ate much.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm a future resident detective.
Yes, I'm starving.
And then, like, right, one night I was just sleeping on the floor. They brought in some dudes who were obviously pretty tough dudes. So the one guy, I wouldn't say full-on kicked me, but nudged me pretty good. It was just like, move your white ass. I want this floor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
In the morning, you get a couple boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. Then you get a brown bag. And then lunch is just like bologna and cheese wrapped in saran wrap with white bread.
One sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the bologna. I don't know if there's cheese on it because I wouldn't eat it. But yeah, I saw there was a bologna sandwich. And I was like, damn.
I didn't eat much. And then the other thing, too, is
you don't get dinner?
Say it's the same thing as sandwiches. No. But until you get to like a bigger cell, there's not a water fountain either. And you just get that one little box of like grape drink.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most of the time.
Not even grape juice.
Yeah, you don't, like, and they're having conversations. There were some actual really nice conversations. Like, the one dude was telling me his crimes, and they were very violent crimes. But he was very
wow.
Nice.
But very
were
nice.
Were you asking follow-up questions?
I wasn't asking, man. He was just kind of like, what did they get you for? And I was like, well, suspicion this and this. And he's like, oh, all right. And, you know, you just kind of go, well, what about you? Oh, man, pick me up for this assault, and then me and my boy. And he's just talking about drug dealing and beating up people. Mm-hmm. But again, very nice, because at that point,
hell of a guy.
But yeah. You're all in the same boat at that point,
yeah.
Right? So it's just kind of like, all right, I guess I'll be honest.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I couldn't. The only good thing about going to jail for 3 days is, A, it was the breakfast the next morning. So I hadn't really.
What did you eat?
Went to the Towson Diner with my dad.
That's the place where you tried to dine and dash.
Yep. I got a big ass soda, and then I got an omelet and French toast on the side.
Is it the best omelet you've ever eaten in your life?
Best breakfast I've ever
had. Best French toast
you've
ever had.
Best shower, best breakfast. The only odd part was my dad looks at me and goes, I have a question for you. I go, what's up? Did anybody try anything? I was like, No.
Your word, I got sodomized.
Were you in there for one night?
I was supposed to be in there for the weekend, but I made enough noise. I honestly think I was just so disruptive, they let my ass out. But also, I had no record, right? So part of their get back at means, I know the guards didn't like me, but I was arrested for resisting arrest. So I'm like, guys, I mean, come the F on. But they handcuffed me. We need to go down and see the commissioner, right? You got to sign some paperwork to get out. So they handcuffed me to this big brother, right? And just the look on his face, I don't know what he's in for, but it can't be good, all right?
Oh, so this is another inmate.
Okay. I had not seen him up until the point that they let me out, okay? So they handcuff you to this guy, and you walk down the hall. So we're walking, and everything's fine, and I'm not trying to make eye contact with this big, giant son of a bitch, but the one thing that he did say to me on the walk down to the commissioner, again, I was a little loud when I was there, he's like, was you that inbound making all that goddamn noise last night? I was like, I was not, man, but I heard him too. Okay, mine, I was. But I wasn't going to tell him that because apparently I annoyed him and I don't want to be on the receiving end of whatever his temper might be. So we get down to the commissioner. Now, keep in mind, his right hand is handcuffed to my left hand. I am left-handed. So we get to the commissioner and the commissioner pulls out my paperwork and he's like, let's see here, Stephen Hill. Glances at the other guy and he's straight up like, Ted! You're back in here again, man. Another slot. Okay.
Yeah.
These guys are familiar with each other. So this big dude, I don't know what he's into, but he's been here a lot where it's a first name basis. I think I was even kind of disappointed, but casual with him. You know, it's like a teacher admonishing you after school kind of thing. So he goes to the crap you have to go through. It only takes like 5-10 minutes. But before you leave, you have to sign your paper. And again, I'm left-handed. So paper sitting there. I grab the pen. And then I realize he's not moving his right arm. So I can't sign the paper, and he's making it a point, and he's just looking at me.
Not to move his arm?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, come on, man. And he still wouldn't move his arm, so I'm like, sliding close to the
front. Exactly.
I'm not going to F with this guy. There's zero chance I'm going to do it. So they uncuff me. I am now free to go. This guy still has to finish up with the commissioner. He has a lengthier whatever's going on in his world. But I turned around and looked at him. I'm like, I was that mother effer that said all that crap last night, bitch, after you. Because he's handcuffed, George Shaker. So there's my moment of bravery.
Did you run the hell out of there?
I walked briskly.
Yeah.
I would say that.
And then if you would have run into that guy? Baltimore's a small town in
a
lot of ways.
All I could think when I walked out, man. Like, because I said it, like, F this guy. And then as I'm walking back out into, like, the real world again, I'm like, if I bump into this dude,
he could work in a kitchen. You know what I mean?
I guarantee work in a kitchen. That, like, 90% of the people working in kitchens have a record. right? Whether big or small, but right. they've done something. I'm like, if I bump into this guy again, that will be the end of my freaking life, man. And again, I don't know what he did, but it was much worse than me. And whatever he's into, he did often enough that the commissioner knew him by his first name as soon as he saw him.
It was somewhat cordial.
Yeah, I mean, because it was just, like I said, for a disappointed teacher. You know, like, Ted, you're in here again. God, Ted, come on. When are you going to learn your lesson?
I mean, keep in mind, this jail we're talking about, we went, you were in North Ave, right? Right, they closed it in 2015, cited systematic corruption and deplorable conditions.
Oh. It was awful.
Like, I knew a guy that did 6 years for robbing banks, and he was like, oh, Jesus, man. I did 6 months in that jail. It was awful.
Did you use the bathroom?
Yes.
I mean, are you sharing a cell with someone, or are you in a group?
No, it's there's a bunch of people in there.
Okay.
And then when I went up to the tiers, because it's Baltimore, so the cells are all filled, and they have these things they call boats, because it looks like a rowboat, and you flip it upside down and sleep on that.
Yeah. Okay. But you, if you're using the bathroom, you have to use the bathroom in front of a group of people?
Correct. There's like a little wall. So everybody. And the thing is, I was very worried about the shower, but I mean, there was one swole up brother, and he was covering his junk the whole time.
Really?
I mean, almost to the point I want to be like, there's no way it's smaller than mine. Like, what are you scared of?
Hey, bro, it's going to sound weird. Let me see your penis, man.
Right. What are you hiding in there?
Right. Well, the other best line was, like, get my yellow jumpsuit right. And I go up to the guy and go, this doesn't fit correct or fit. And he goes, it's jail. Just like close the window. Like, all right. All right.
It's jail.
What if somebody smoked a joint in the cell? They didn't say that.
Did they pass it to anybody else?
They did. I did not smoke weed at the time. In my head, I was like, they're going to charge me
with
possession.
You'd be the guy.
What about the headspace you would be in after that, too? You know, just thinking like, now I'm high, and I mean, now it's really.
But those guys throw a test. A lot of them just don't care. They're just like, well, I could use 3 hots and a cot for a couple weeks anyhow. So it's no biggie.
It's not.
Yeah.
To them, anyway.
To them.
Like, to me, I'm like, that's a big deal.
For us, it's all. It throws different. Like, right. Like, lesson learned.
So you got 4 people, and you're going to be in the cell with one of them, all right?
All right.
For the weekend. So pick a cellmate for the weekend. Our first option is...
By the way, Miles, you need to get arrested sometime.
I know.
Don't put it out there.
Yeah, I'm really working on it.
Yeah, just something. Just a weekend jaunt at a bridge.
If I'm not here Monday.
There we go.
First person on the list is Kanye West.
All right.
So, you know, regardless, you know that he would
probably... Let me talk to you right now about something. Please don't.
I don't think he would shut up the entire time.
I don't either.
And so I think that's the problem with it.
The problem is I think I would end up assaulting him. I honestly do. He annoys me anyway, but now I'm trapped in a cell with him. Like, if he didn't talk, whatever. But I don't think it's possible that he would not just keep talking.
Well, he's punched a ton of people.
Who has?
Kanye.
Kanye?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's fine. I mean, we can fight.
It used to be like every year, it was like, somebody would walk up to him and he'd punch him in the face.
I mean, I know the rest of the list. I'm going to take him.
You're going to take Kanye?
Okay, yeah. I got to hear what's
left. You feel like
you
can have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Ted, hey, man, your first couple albums.
That's all you open up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you've always been an opener,
edge him. It sounds bad, and I don't agree with a lot of stuff he says, but out of the next people you're going to read on the list, I'd rather be in there talking to him.
Wow.
Okay. Number 2 on the list. Cellmate for the weekend would be Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres, which I just think she would be annoying.
I think she'd be annoying, but I don't think I'd want to brutal. Like, Kanye, I just feel like, man... The 20 minutes, I'm going to lose my mind.
Right.
Ellen, I feel like you could just say shut up and you would agree to not talk.
Okay.
You don't know. Kanye, it's just impossible. He is not going to shut up.
Next on the list is Will Smith.
I could not do it. I couldn't do it. I can't say I've never liked him. That's not true. I've enjoyed some of his movies. I like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But as we get on in age and I see more interviews with him, even aside from the bitch slap and all that kind of thing, just there's something about him that really... really annoys me.
And I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know.
You can't put your finger on it.
No.
I'm the same way.
He seems like a decent enough guy.
He's had roles that I've liked, you know?
But again, there's just
I don't like his music.
Him.
I think his music sucks.
I don't like his music.
Never liked that Fresh Prince and DJ.
But I don't know. There's something about him just really... What's your beef with him, Ted? Because you're taking Kanye over Will Smith.
Yeah.
Pretentious?
He would just annoy me.
Yeah.
Right. Like he would talk, but it would be, and I don't know that I believe all his stuff. Right?
I don't at all.
About, positivity and this and that.
You bitch slapped the guy.
Well, but hey, he didn't go to jail for that.
No.
He assaulted someone on national television and did not go to jail.
Well, you have to press charges. I think Chris Rock let it go.
Yeah.
And finally, on the list of cellmate for the weekend, that would be the lovely Madonna.
Oh, God. I think I'm taking Ellen DeGeneres. We have to do a co-ed jail. I'm going to take her. I just feel like she'd be the quietest. I don't like her, but I feel like you could convince her to not talk.
Our men's room poll, pick a cellmate for the weekend. Will it be Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna? Big Dummy coming up next.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, let's do this game. It's Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Our first contestant is Tom. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, you still not sober?
Still not sober.
All right, good for you, Tom. Okay, men's room poll, first one of the new year. Pick a cellmate for the weekend. Are you going to take Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I think Will Smith.
Going to hang out with Will Smith, huh? Okay. Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, yes, indeed.
I think that would be the one that would annoy me the most.
Really?
Yep.
More than Kanye.
More than Madonna. I could sit there with Madonna.
Really? You could?
Yes.
I couldn't do it.
Will Smith would just annoy me.
Okay, fair enough. Where are you going on this, Ted? Or are you taking Kanye?
I'm taking Kanye. Look, he is insane. I just feel like he would be entertaining.
For a minute.
I feel like after a weekend, too, he'd be like, you want to do something together? I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, like.
Bring your naked wife.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd hop on a track with him.
What about you, Mike? Where are you going? You got these four great options. It's just one weekend.
I know. I really don't know. Hang on. Run down them one more time for me.
It is Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna.
I feel like Madonna. I think that she would be insufferable, but she would eventually like click over into, you're just legitimately crazy. Okay.
You think?
Yeah.
I think she just stays at insufferable somehow.
Yeah.
That's just me. Yeah. Well, she might have, yeah. Give me a big hairy mouth hug. All right, Tom, here is your question. Multiple choice. The lumbar spine consists of how many vertebrae? 5, 7, 9, or 11?
I'm going to say 7.
I'll say 5.
5.
9.
5.
9.
Of course, I'm the biggest dummy so far.
You know what, Tom? You are correct. You are our biggest dummy of the year.
Hang up on him.
Such an idiot.
God. Technically, we should.
I know.
Based on the rules of the game.
I know, right? Right.
See you, Tom.
All right, Tom, your question. Who hosted last year's Academy Awards?
Really? No idea. Billy Crystal.
Nice.
Academy Awards.
I mean, it's just last year.
The Academy Awards.
Yeah, just last year. When I say the name.
Is it Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, that's right. No, a former late night host.
Conan O'Brien,
yes. And then amazing, you host. It's like such a big deal. It's an honor to do it. In 1 year, no one remembers who the hell did it.
Mike and I are usually so hammered on champagne in my house.
Oh, that's right, tuxedos.
Or in the limo.
I still need my tie back, dude. Did you ever find it in your apartment?
I hate to tell you, man. I didn't find it. Have you ever been
to one of those parties before?
What party? Every year.
An Academy Award party?
You mean like with friends and all?
Like, people get together and they place bets on who they believe is going to win, but they've watched the majority of the movies.
I don't know how you can.
It's like you prep. It's like being in a book club, and you got to read the book, right? But, I mean, that's a lot of movies to watch.
And the difference with those movies, like, there's a chance I've seen a movie or two, depending when it came out, but most of the directors that are trying to get an Academy Award, They release them between October and Christmas.
Well, also, like, I just don't have that time. One movie also can knock out like three or four possible, you know, nominations.
The problem is that half of them also are, I feel like they don't come out to theaters until this year.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't watch all the doggone movies. Like, how do I know that that's the best
picture?
They're already
saying the Leonardo DiCaprio movie is going to take a ton of movies.
I think so.
Take a ton of movies.
All right, your question. Who founded the Church of Scientology?
L. Ron Hubbard.
You got it. John Boone.
The science fiction writer?
Yes.
You're still the biggest dummy, though.
Yeah, yes. Tom is now the biggest dummy. Three questions to get one right.
So stupid.
206-803-ROCK. The game is Big Dummy.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Josh, are you sober or not sober?
Honorary first member of 2026 Team Sober.
Team Sober.
Yes, the first one.
The first sober member?
Of this year, yeah.
Well, Tom was sober.
Oh, I thought Tom said he was not sober.
Oh, no, he's always sober.
Oh, is he always sober?
Yeah, he doesn't drink.
You said, are you still not sober?
Yeah, you said.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Correct, sorry. That was my bad.
All right, that's why I'm going to throw
him.
All right, Josh, who are you taking for the weekend in the prison there? Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I like older chicks. I'm going with Madonna.
All right.
See, you say that. I think when we pick you up on Monday, hey, man, I was jail. You would say, I don't like older chicks anymore. All right, Josh. I mean, look, who knows? She'd probably hook you up.
How old are you?
36.
You got a chance.
Yeah, you're right in her wheelhouse, I think.
You really are.
All right. Her and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Too old for Bill Belichick.
They know what's up. Martha Stewart, all these people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, if I'm going to do it, man, Demi Moore.
Yeah, plow me, man. Right,
give me a 22-year-old.
All right, here's your question. What is the thin layer of foam on top of an espresso called?
The head.
That was going to be my guess.
Coffee head.
I thought it was just foam.
Crema.
Crema.
That is crema. It is foam. But if it's on espresso, it's crema. If it's beer, it's a head. Yes.
Crema.
All right.
Crema. All right, your question. Gray, blue, bowhead, and pilot are varieties of what?
Say that again?
Gray, blue, bowhead, and pilot are all varieties of what?
All I can think of is crema Madonna.
Whale.
Whales.
I gave you a hint.
Yeah.
Ted spoke whale.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Like Ellen DeGeneres.
Well,
technically, that would be
not the first time I spoke whale.
Right. I spoke whale a few times, like, hey, it's the next morning, you need to go. All right.
Did you kill a cheetah?
Your question. What one-named singer had a hit with the awful song 99 Luft Balloons?
99 Luft Balloons, blah, blah, blah.
That song was so stupid.
Well, it charted with two different versions.
I know,
one was German and one was an English version.
And I was like, cool, play them both.
They did.
Oh, I know.
I should know this.
It's okay if you forgot.
I never knew it.
Isn't there a Garcia with this name? Am I wrong?
No.
I don't think there is.
That'd be a weird last name for her.
Okay. Well, I'm aware of that.
She's German.
Yeah.
She's German.
It's not Tiffany's American ass. We'll just say Tiffany.
Nina.
It is Nina.
Nina.
Is there a Nina Garcia?
I swear there's a Nina Garcia. Not spelled the same, obviously.
I'm sure there is a Nina Garcia somewhere. I just don't know.
Josh, you're now the new biggest dummy, by the way.
Nice work.
So stupid, Josh.
Garcia just not a big surname in Germany.
No.
It's not spelled the same.
Her last name is Kerner.
Nina?
Yeah.
Nina Kerner.
Well, her actual name is Gabrielle.
Really?
Yeah. I Googled her.
Sounds dirty. All right.
I Googled her.
Your question. Which human, and it's multiple choice, which human ancestor discovered fire? Neanderthals, Homo erectus, Homo habilis, or Australopithecine?
Neanderthals.
That's where I would have gone.
I'll say Australopithecine.
Homo erectus.
Oh.
Discover fire and Viagra.
Did some good work, those Homo erectus.
Yeah, that's why they were called that. They're constantly at attention. Always horny.
Great army. Had helmets and everything.
Oh, yeah. Homo erectus. Yeah. All right, your question. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean? It's part of Italy. Think pizza, Mafia. You've definitely heard of this place.
Sicily?
You got it.
Boom.
Nice job. Nice
there you go. Still the biggest dummy.
As they say, the Rock, they called that.
Rock of Gibraltar?
Well, just Italians. They refer to Sicily as the Rock because Italy is the boot. So it's the boot that kicks the Rock.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. So they call it. Kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Bless you.
Hola, bitches!
Hola! Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Been sober a while.
Okay. Welcome to Big Dummy, Jason. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a cellmate for the weekend. Are you taking Kanye, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I'm going with Madonna, so here's my reasoning. I'm gay, and not to stereotype my own people, but I feel like that there's kind of a consensus. She's done a lot for our community, so I could probably just be like, yas, queen, get it, and, you know, we'd probably have a really good conversation.
All right,
so.
Jason, she's in there. She's been a big champion, as you say, for the gay community. Now she's horny, and she's looking at you. And you're the only one in there. Now, would you take one for the team and have sex with Madonna?
I mean, if I could perform, sure, see what I've been missing out on. But I'll just tell you, from my history, like, that has never been a reality for me.
You just tell them, look, do your best, man. Best you can.
I mean, if you had to cross the pond, you know, who would it be? Would it be Cher? Yeah. I mean, you think about some of the people that have been champion.
God, I mean, if I could and if I had to, yeah, I'd probably be Madonna, but I just don't really see that working out.
You know, but at least if you told her that, you'd flatter. Like, Madonna, if you could get me erect, right. I would have sex with
That's
you.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it would probably take a lot to get excited.
You guys just got done saying homo erectus, and I was kind of focused in on the first part of that. So. There you go.
I guess I am a homo. Sapien, but still, you know, if anyone asks, like, well. But
that's the thing, like, if someone said, hey, for $1 million, have sex with Steve, I don't think I could perform.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just don't think I could.
For $1 million?
No.
You still have to get an erection.
Yes, you still have to do the thing. I mean, like, I see his naked ass, and I'm going to go, wow, here I come.
Ted's already got it unlocked. He's like, yeah, I get you. I understand.
Tax free? Right. Hey, you know, it's a scale.
Yeah.
Sexuality.
Yeah, if it's taxed, half husky.
I mean, I don't even know if I can fight through it.
No.
It's $1 million. Just don't think I could perform.
No.
Well, he's got a good point, though. But Donald did a lot for the gay community. So if there was, like, a famous gay dude that did, well, I don't know. You don't have to do stuff for the straight community. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, Steve done a lot of great stuff for the straight community.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't have to have sex with me.
Exactly.
It's cool.
And we don't really have a community. We're just kind of,
yeah.
We got a lot of places.
We're doing all right. All right there, Trenton. He's going to have sex with Madonna. Your question, what is the capital of New Jersey?
You just gave it away.
Trenton.
Yes, it is Trenton.
Oh, look at that. One and done.
Wow.
You just called him Trenton.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, you told me the wrong name, but that was
the
name.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
But you gave the answer.
That's unfreaking believable.
But you are one and done.
I was looking forward to being your biggest dummy.
All right, what's the capital of New Hampshire? I've asked this like 5 times. Nobody.
I haven't listened those 5 times, apparently.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares enough to remember. That's my point.
I think I remember.
There you go. I don't remember.
Is it Portsmouth?
It's Concord.
It's Concord. Concord.
Damn it.
All right, hey, before we let you go, since I gave you the answer, and yes, it is Concord, New Hampshire. Your question, 50-50. See, true or false? True or false? The movie A Christmas Story is based on some short stories originally published in Playboy. True or false?
Never seen it, but I'm going to go false.
True. Believe it or not.
It's shocking you've done so quick.
I mean, think about that. That's kind of fun. A Christmas Story. Oh, everybody gather around. Yeah, it started in Playboy.
I want to know the story now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Well, it was a Red Rider.
Yeah.
He'd be good.
You can tell it was not based on Penthouse 4.
I mean, you can guarantee in the December Playboy magazine that Santa was going to be involved in at least five of the cartoons.
Always. And there was a big-breasted woman sitting on his lap.
Smiling with a corncob pipe in his mouth.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Just got home from a run with the dogs.
How far did you go?
3.5 miles.
That's not bad, Cody. How long did it take you?
About 36 minutes.
All right. And, the dog poops. But there's no trash can around. Now, are you just running, swinging that bag of fecal matter?
I judge two people way too hard to, when they're not picking up, say, so yeah, no, I suffered.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Good enough.
All right, pick a cellmate for the weekend. You taking Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I'll jelly it into Madonna.
Madonna.
All right. Your question. What actress played the role of Gracie Law in the movie Big Trouble in Little China? Lieutenant Valeris in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, and Samantha on Sex and the City.
The only Sex and the City person I think I know is Sandra Bullock. No, not Sandra Bullock. I'll just go with Sandra Bullock. I forget her name.
Is that Kim Cattrall?
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, yes.
Yeah. I think she was also in Porky's.
I believe you're correct.
And she won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Was she the mannequin, or is that a different act?
She was the loud, the gym coach. She was the other coach or whatever at the school, and it was like, she howls. Get her up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
and then, Sex of the City. She was the hottest one. There's only sex scenes.
Oh, yeah. She's willing to throw it. Like, cool. All right, your question. Liberty Enlightening the World was the original name for what landmark?
Statue of Liberty.
Got it. Nice job.
Liberty and how pretentious of it.
So far, Josh, still the biggest dummy with five.
Big dummy!
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Do I really get a big sandwich? Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Austin, are you sober or not sober?
I am not. I am sober. I'm getting ready to go trade in some guitars at my music shop.
You have a music shop.
What's your music shop?
It's Music 6000 in Lacey.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
And what kind of say? Obviously, you have guitars. What else am I looking at when I walk into Music 6000?
Can I buy a kazoo?
Absolutely, you can. They have a little bit of everything.
How many kazoos do you have?
In stock, I'd say at any given time, like between 5 to 10.
Well, that's probably about right.
What's the most popular brand of kazoo?
You'd have to ask somebody that actually plays one. I've never even touched one, to be honest.
I'm just going
to
assume they're near their harmonicas.
Do you sell...
Yeah.
So, like, for kids in band, do you sell any brass instruments, trumpets, saxophones, all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And my least favorite instrument, I do not understand why it exists. Do you sell recorders?
Unfortunately, yes, we do. We have to.
Okay. Why? Yeah. Do you know anyone who can actually play the freaking thing? The only time I hear it played is, you know, when kids are super little, for whatever reason, that shrill-ass, shrieky instrument's the one they give them, and it is horrible.
Do you have a dulcimer?
A dulcimer? We should have one in the back.
Okay. What's the most expensive piece of equipment that you've got in there? If I want to go in there and buy something, what's the top-of-the-line thing?
You could walk out with a full drum kit for about $3,000-$4,000. We had a custom Paul Reed Smith that recently sold for about $5,000.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because of the inlays.
That is a very expensive guitar.
All right. Pick a cellmate for the weekend there, Austin. Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I think I'll take Kanye only because I have a couple like music questions to bounce off him. Like, what's up with that one song that he was talking about Hitler? You know, like, what's up with that?
You really want to have that conversation with him? I mean, I hear what you're saying.
For a second.
Well, I don't think you're going to like the answer.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you why, man.
I don't understand how he had people in his camp just playing that song. Like, they would just go out to squares and play it.
Only because they're in his camp.
Right.
Yeah, you just figure somebody would do something.
Yeah, I just said, bro, are you sure you want to go? Okay. All right, here is your question. Speaking of music, what song do the soldiers sing at the end of the uproariously funny, greatest comedy of all time, Full Metal Jacket?
Oh, no, I should know that.
Mm-hmm.
When the children cry.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to pass on that one.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm. By the way, somebody here, Earl Gray on YouTube says he bets Kenny G can play the recorder.
He can play anything.
I'm saying he can't.
The only people I know who play recorder are other people's kids.
That's why you got to sell them, right? Because all kids have to do it.
And the only people that can play the recorder pretty much is like an elementary school music teacher, right? That's it. And even then.
You use it for a year or two, and then it just gets lost in the abyss.
Why do you think, as a musician, obviously, why do you think they start kids on recorder? Why wouldn't you give them something more useful and less annoying?
because if it breaks, nobody's really that pissed off.
All right, that's the long and short of it.
Do you sell those tubes like that Jerry plays on Man in the Box or Frampton used to play? Those little tubes you put in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, the voice box. Yeah, talk box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those things are awesome, dude. That's wild. If you have one. I got one for the bass, and it doesn't matter what you play, you have fun playing it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, your question. Who tore up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in 1992?
She's Ozzy passed Osbourne. On.
Who did you guess?
Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Sinead O'Connor.
Never heard of her.
Really?
You're not missing anything.
By the way, do you sell mouth harps? I'm just looking at YouTube. Those things are awesome.
Mouth harps? Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen one, but we should.
I'm sure you can order anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any accessories, you know. Cables, guitar strings, you know, pedals, pick, like whatever you need, we usually have it.
You should gift us the keytar.
A keytar? I got you, Miles.
I see if it's possible to, because to me, a keytar is like sock garters. It's impossible to look sexy and play the keytar.
I'll play Gary Wright's Love is Alive at the Live Night Yachty and Naughty.
Oh, there you go.
I say, the mouth harp is the firm belief, is the reason I do believe aliens have been here.
The mouth harp.
Right. When you look back.
Not crop circles, not UFO sightings, but
right,
the mouth
harp. Pyramids and everything. But you got to keep in mind, like, you find it in, like, Europe. You find it in South America. Like,
as far as.
There's no way all these people would have traveled all these distances. But they all had a version of the mouth harp.
That's good.
Interesting.
Aliens. Mouth harp.
Aliens.
That's right there. You didn't know you were selling alien paraphernalia, did you? All right, let's see.
You're not supposed to tell anybody about that.
All right, your question. Ceviche is raw what?
Ceviche.
Egg?
Oh, seafood.
Seafood.
Hey, Justin, hang on the line for us, man. Austin. We got to go to break. Damn it. Austin, hang on the line for us. We got to go to
break. Damn it, Thrill.
I know.
More I'm Big suffering. Dummy coming up 206-803 Rock.